Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Going to start out the first half talking about some subjects that Nikki Haley sent me. Interestingly enough, she talked about some of the things last year that the Biden administration totally failed in. One of them is the failures of America on the world stage, which would certainly include Afghanistan. The second thing would be government overreach. The third thing would be burdensome mandates, why the mandates are killing us. And the next thing would be the refusal to address the crisis at our southern border. Jim, let's try to get this done if we can in the first half. If we can't, we can go into the second segment of the first half. Let's talk about Biden's failures on the world stage. And the number one there would have to be Afghanistan, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Afghanistan represents the largest, most destructive, wasteful military adventure in American history, and the biggest loss in American history. 20 years, a few thousand lives, tens of thousands of lives damaged and hurt, not including the Afghans that were the innocent Afghans that were stuck in the middle of a conflict that carried on forward in this administration. The Biden regime walked away after spending $2 to $3 trillion, left $85 billion worth of very sophisticated equipment, and allowed the same group that ruled Afghanistan 20 years ago to get back in charge. That is absolutely unacceptable. But most importantly, there are Americans still trapped in Afghanistan. Right now, American citizens that are trapped in Afghanistan. He let down our allies by pulling out so rapidly. He failed miserably, and his regime and his advisors failed miserably to plan and execute the proper evacuation, and they did not need to do that. So this is a black eye, not just a black eye, this is a swollen, broken eye socket that will not heal for many, many years to come. People were left hanging, and they still are. And the fact that the news media allows this to go on and American citizens to be trapped by the Taliban is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Very, absolutely the most important foreign policy failure probably in American history.
Let's talk about the mandates next, Jimmy. That's probably the third thing that Nikki Haley has some real problems with. And you're certainly going to hear this in the upcoming major elections. I think Nikki is probably going to be there either as the vice presidential candidate or the presidential candidate. Let's talk about the mandates. The mandates have absolutely killed our economy, Jim.
The mandates and the overall policies that this administration has put forward are becoming just unbelievably useless with the information that's now coming out. CDC now admitting that the PCR tests don't work effectively and have a hard time distinguishing between the flu and COVID. Now, many people, and I've actually written and reported this well over a year ago, many people knew this, many researchers did, but of course the big tech, the media companies, and the bureaucrats in Washington, supported by Big Pharma, basically denied those allegations. That's created these conditions of lockdowns, you know, the failure, the long-term. They've shifted so many different petitions on all of these issues. And the lockdowns and the mandates are absolutely destroying the economy. And they're really getting people depressed and frustrated. Children being locked out of schools for a year and a half, still in some cases where they're being restricted. Massive testing programs to somehow justify the lockdowns and to increase these numbers of actual cases, when in reality they're not accurate tests, which is really stifling small business and allowing the big corporate Amazon, Microsoft, the tech companies to make a fortune, as well as the pharmaceuticals, selling the products as well as getting government subsidies in order to buy materials and through these massive contracts. An incredible waste. It's absolutely destroying not only credibility of the government, but financially really hurting the American economy and the American people.
No question whatsoever about that. The Chinese, if they're in fact behind this COVID thing, which I would bet my bottom dollar that they are, they have done the conservatives a huge favor, because given the fact that the mandates have hurt America so badly in terms of deaths, I mean, you saw what happened to the mayor of New York, the governor of New York, et cetera, and in terms of the business climate in America, the mandates have absolutely 100% ruined our country. There is no question whatsoever about that. And it's almost to the point where it's too late to really change much of anything. I don't want to say that we have to start over. That would be a ridiculous statement. But the hole that we have to dig ourselves out of is absolutely huge. No question about that. Let's talk a little bit about government overreach. Jimmy, you got some comments on that?
Well, certainly the federal government attempted to take control of these and all these functions when this Biden regime took over. Now, you know, Donald Trump, and when he was president, he mobilized industry in order to solve a crisis that was a perceived crisis based on the information that was available. And he's sticking with that position. He's very proud of the fact that he went Operation Warp Speed to protect, actually produce the vaccines. The unfortunate reality is there are too many corrupt people inside Washington, D.C., inside the CDC and the FDA that were providing advice, including Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, a number of advisors that were providing information that shaped the decision-making out there in order to protect the industry that they are funded by and resourced by. And with that, you've got this federal overreach. Trump administration was actually trying to allow states and communicated directly. What do you need? Let's build hospitals. Let's do a lot of things. They did a lot of tremendous things right up front. When the Biden regime took over and swearing that they would solve the problem and get rid of, you know, Joe Biden on multiple occasions said that he's going to destroy the virus and not our economy. They took over, attempted to federalize across the board in many, many areas. And with that expansion of power and influence, they have basically put so many regulations in and turned back the clock on energy independence. They've allowed these open border problems. They've done numerous things to stifle state initiatives and actually got into fights with state leaders like Ron DeSantis or the governor of Texas and some of these other governors out in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, and basically calling them out and taking more federal control while simultaneously failing miserably on each of these actions, including their budgeting. So, yeah, the federal overreach has been amazing. The damage is significant, and I think you're going to see a significant pushback in 2022.
You're going to see a significant pushback in terms of the upcoming election. That's assuming that the election is straightforward, which I believe that it will be. The last election, I think both the minor election and the major election in 2020 got way too much visibility in terms of inaccurate voter counting. So my personal opinion is, we got a minute left here, Jim, I just want your quick opinion on this. I think that voter counting in terms of the accuracy of it is going to be quite a bit different in the next major election. Got an opinion on that?
Well, what we saw in this recent election in Virginia and of course in New Jersey. In Virginia, you had a massive mobilization of people to get out and help oversee the vote process, and that turned a positive way for Virginia to conservative values and actually tried to make it a little more transparent. So there were some counties still that were very, very, you know, questionable on how their process went. So I think there will be more transparency, there will be more view on it, but it's still a dangerous precedent with the control of the electronic voting as well as mail-in voting.